It's Friday, April 25th, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Witbien. In her inaugural State of the Nation address, President Netumbonandi Ndaitwa highlighted the nation's challenges and outlined her administration's policy agenda. Seeking expert insight, we turned to political analyst Sam Kawapirura, who shared thoughts on key takeaways from the speech.
Overall, her message about the economy, prioritizing the youth, holding public officials, especially senior government officials, ministers, and the like, accountable for the vision. When you dig the earlier announcement on the NSFAF loan scheme that has been opened up to everybody irrespective of their income threshold, when you engage NSFAF, they'll tell you, no, well, the announcement was made, but they haven't got the budgetary allocation yet. One would want to see a corresponding budgetary consideration that we don't have a policy which has good intentions, but then there's no fiscal allocation for that. So one would hope that alignment would happen quick.
Still on the State of the Nation address, President Netumbonandi Ndaitwa used her sonar to confirm that corporate tax will be lowered to 30% this year. In addition, she stated that the VAT registration threshold will be raised to 1 million to support small business compliance. Institute for Public Policy Research Associate Frederico Links gives his perspective on the economic impact of these measures.
I know a lot of people who are struggling with that and who are having tax debts that they have to clear. So yes, I think this is wonderful news.
Gabriel Erastus, an economist, noted that Nandi Ndaitwa's remarks offered little that was new.
So instead of now creating a new uncertainty of what is coming, what is not coming, she just reaffirmed her support for reform that have been in place.
The Bank of Namibia and Namfisa unveiled this year's financial stability report, showcasing the resilience of the country's financial sector. Floret Nakuthera from Bond highlighted a 7.1% growth in the banking sector, with assets reaching 186.73 billion. Namfisa's Victoria Raymond also provided insights into the sector's strong performance.
Global growth remained stable in 2024 and is projected to slow down during 2025 due to increased uncertainties surrounding trade tension and policy. The bank implemented key regulatory interventions to strengthen financial sector stability and resilience. The Macroprudential Committee also approved the use of the Growth at Risk model to strengthen the macroprudential surveillance in Namibia. These interventions reinforce the bank's commitment to strengthening financial system stability and broader economic sustainability.
South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa and Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky have agreed to deepen cooperation between their two nations, focusing on trade, energy and education. During talks at the Union Buildings in Pretoria, the leaders explored ways to expand bilateral relations and pursue joint projects. Ramaphosa also pledged collaboration on peace, development and people-to-people exchanges. Internationally, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte is in Washington for talks with senior members of the U.S. administration of Trump as Ukraine peace talks are stalling. He'll meet Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, and National Security Advisor Mike Waltz at the U.S. State Department. On the ground for us is our correspondent, Kate Fisher.
The U.S.'s apparent willingness to make major concessions to Russia has alarmed NATO allies. The NATO chief is expected to argue that any peace settlement must be fair, otherwise it will increase Moscow's threat to Europe. Ukrainian President Zelensky has refused to agree to a US proposal to accept Russia's occupation of Crimea. Russia's visit has been long planned, but it comes as Trump has expressed frustration with both Russia and Ukraine.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.